Shoes.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate head. For any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest stick of growth. Louis B is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit watching. Invoking Tusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Yo, seriously, what the fuck, man? I mean, look, all this week, freaking TalkShoe has been giving me fucking problems. I mean, all last week as well. All three shows, I had a fucking hiccup, a fucking little technical hiccup. I had to freaking go first over, get over the fact that someone complained on my show because they said that I threatened them. That I threatened them. Even though when I listened to Yodio, it was a joke and there was no fucking threat whatsoever. But I fixed that. Now I'm finally back on the front page. And now either I get bumped out, or I am getting, or I log in and it's not recognizing my PIN, or when I'm trying to record the show, it does not show that I recorded the show. So there are some shenanigans going on right now. I'm inclined to think, to suspect that I'm being attacked. Anyways, today is Monday. We are doing news and commentary today. There's a lot of shit that's going on, especially in New York City, that needs to be reported on. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I did. I actually visited some cousins in Jersey. In fact, he has a nice apartment. I think I'm going to end up moving to Jersey. Really cheap rent, and you get a huge-ass apartment. It's nice. I mean, of course, I'm going to have to learn how to drive, you know. And I'll be a little closer to you-know-who, where that person knows who I'm talking about if he's listening. Because he really needs to be visited himself and get a nice spoken to and see if his gun really works. Because he's been threatening to shoot me with it, so. Probably I'll be across the street and he'll take a shoot at me. Like, it was self-defense. He was coming at me. Nigga was across the street and you shot him in the back. It was self-defense. Self-defense. You know, I'm a real American. Well, yeah, you are a real American. You're just a coward. This person's been giving me threats on YouTube saying, oh, well, the only reason why you guys are still alive is because it's illegal to kill you on YouTube, sending me messages like that. And, of course, you know, everyone that he ends up coming in contact with ends up leaving him on their own without me even having to say anything because he ends up showing his ass. He really does. And this person knows who I'm talking about. I know he's listening. He's out there. So this is for you, buddy. Anyways, to the news. Rudy Giuliani just threatened us. Re-elect Mike or else. In his first appearance on the campaign trail with Mike Bloomberg, Rudy Giuliani yesterday warned Orthodox Jews in Brooklyn that the city's frightening, crime-ridden days could swiftly return if they don't come out to vote and give the mayor a third term. Bloomberg put his own spin on what's at stake, pointing to Detroit as an example of what can happen when a once great city loses its way. Detroit went from a great city with lots of good-paying jobs to a city that is basically holding on for dear life, he said. You know what, dude? The reason why Detroit is the way it is because of outsourcing. It's because the damn automakers either switched to robots, moved out of Detroit for cheaper labor, or they can't build a car as good as the Japs. You know, like that joke on SNL went, the Clash for Conquers did stimulate the economy, but that was the economy of Japan. I'm sorry, the big three, or however they used to be called, they don't want to make good cars. They don't want to build good cars. They don't want to listen. They don't listen to the people. So the people go to automakers that do build cars that they want, that have the features at the price they're looking for. I mean, look, if you don't give the customer what they want, they're going to go someplace where they are going to get it. And that's true with every industry. Because I know this pothead around the corner. You know, there's a pot dealer that lives right next door to him. He don't want to buy from him because, you know why? His prices are unreasonable and he's a scumbag. So he goes, he takes the trip to Jersey City, buys it, and he's good. And then I'm like, why are you always going to Jersey? He's like, well, the pot's not good of quality, but I like the guy that I buy it from. All right, that's good. Fine. All right, back to the article. Giuliani focused on Bloomberg's keeping the city safe from terrorists and criminals alike. Really bullshit. What has Bloomberg done? He has done nothing but lock the city down, turned it into a police state. Can't do nothing without a cop saying, what the fuck are you doing? Or sniffing your ass, or, you know, whatever. Or having someone look in your bag to see if you got anything. Really. Really. Seriously, if I was really a terrorist, and like, oh, they're searching bags, what should you do? Oh, shove a Simtax up your ass. Whatever type of explosive, shove it up your ass. They're not going to search up your ass. They're not going to, I mean, I'm not saying they're probably going to start doing how they do in the airports, saying, and the guys of safety having those mini, like if they make these units small enough to have these x-rays that freaking look up your ass and look up and through you. So anyways, why am I fucking yawning? Oh, man. Goodness, eh? Oh, hold on. We got the Angry Scotsman. Long time no talk to my friend. How we doing?
Not too bad, Louie. I caught you just as you were talking about the ass bomb. The alleged ass bomb.
The alleged ass bomb. I mean, that if a real terrorist really wanted to get past the NYPD doing random bag searches.
Yeah. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think any self-respecting terrorist would actually go that far. I don't know. Isn't there something in the Quran against that? I think there's something in just about any scripture that's kind of against that. But I guess if you're desperate to get to those, you know, virgins? I don't know.
Hey,
that sounds. They come up with the weirdest crap to lay on us.
Yeah. So you're running for city council, right?
Yeah, that's right. Ramping up. Like six debates. Well, forums, but they turn out to be debates. Got a really nice, nasty commentary coming out in the local paper. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Hmm. Yeah, speaking of that, I was actually reading this article just now before you called. Rudy Giuliani basically said if the Orthodox Jews don't vote for Mike Bloomberg, who's also Jewish, that New York City is going to go back to the bad old days.
Okay.
Which means we're going to be roughnecks again.
Really?
Being a New Yorker will actually mean something. Probably scare away all these assholes that are coming from the Midwest that think they're fucking artists and they put freaking vintage clothes that don't fucking match or wear clothes from like the 40s and think that they're all trendy and shit but yet they get so fucking drunk from $1 fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon beer that they fucking shit on the streets and pull down their pants like it's fucking Beirut over here.
Yeah. You know what? I'm man enough to admit I'm a man from the Midwest, and I'm man enough to admit the coasts aren't for me. Sorry. I would not make it very long in New York, my friend. I don't care how trendy and how many yuppies have taken over.
I'm like, actually, they're not really yuppies because they're all in their, like, mid 20s to early 30s. They're called hipsters.
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 What? Oppies was taken?
Yeah. I mean, they only listen to shit that they deem
ironic. Yeah.
Anything that's deemed ironic is cool.
All right. I'll go with that. Sure.
Yeah. You know what I think is cool? Going a weekend without having to take a hose when it's damn near 30 degrees outside to freaking wash away somebody taking a fucking shit where I throw the trash.
Yeah, that's cool. I guess.
That'll be freaking great. That would be trendy for me. Oh, yeah, no, it's cold as fuck, but I gotta freaking take out the hose because I'm sure as hell I ain't picking up this human log with my bare hands.
Curb your homeless people.
Hold on, we got enemy combatant.
Hey, what's up, Louie? How's everything?
Hey, so far so good. Rudy Giuliani warns Orthodox Jews that if they don't vote for him, New York City is gonna go back to the bad old days. He's saying that it could get as bad as Detroit.
Oh. Yeah, see, because they're all outspoken Zionists, and they're not even Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So let me get this straight. You got Giuliani running for mayor again?
No, Bloomberg is running for mayor again. This will be his third. He's running for his third term. And,
okay.
And I'm looking at choices we got, it's either Mike Bloomberg or Bill Thompson.
And they both suck.
Boy, this just seems to be a trend, you know, every single election day. Well, they
Yeah,
suck.
That's why the Village Voice said, we pity the fool who votes in this election, because they're all bad.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why I'm voting third party, and no, I'm not voting for the kid-touching priests. Or the naked cowboy. Hell no.
Or the Socialist Party.
Or the Socialist Party. I'd rather vote for the dude that freaking stood up saying, you didn't ask about the bunker? The bunker?
What's the main theme of the show? Are you guys just covering all bases?
Basically I'm covering a lot of New York City, New York stuff.
The blog is just full of crap. I just posted the president's address on there. Did you guys see the Obama address about the internet security?
No, I have not.
I had not watched that yet.
He issued one of his fireside chats there to the American public, and I'm wondering what's next. Is he going to tell us to trick or treat safely on Halloween too?
For all American children, be sure when you collect that candy, you send 50% of that to the federal government for my daughters and to help pay for health care.
Exactly. When I said Obamacare, I meant it.
Yeah, care for the Obama. Actually, it was misspelled.
Michelle Obama has 35 servants. Are you aware of this?
That's very Marie Antoinette of her.
This was reported even by the mainstream media, and even they made a stink about it. Liberals, like Chris Matthews, even made a stink about it. So what's going on, America, when you have cousins with Bush, internet censoring, Pakistan bombing, Israeli supporting Obama, no change at all. It's just unbelievable. But the reason I'm calling in is to let you all know that the swine flu situation, while it seems to be out of control, is actually stabilizing. 70 to 80% of the populace is now completely against it. So there's a groundswell of anti-vaccination people out there right now, particularly healthcare workers.
No taxes, no vaccines. No taxes, no vaccines. No tax. Oh, I'm alone in this?
No, it's pretty ridiculous. This is the one issue we're seeing right now that's cutting across all demographics, politically, socially. People are just saying, hell no, not anymore. And the biggest lie is that these Tea Parties or any of these protests are mainly Republican or conservative, when really, right, what I'm seeing right now is a huge movement by Democrats who voted for Obama saying they're sorry.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too. You still have the diehards that don't want to admit they made a mistake, but a lot of them are coming around. It's like, we didn't vote for this. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, right.
I mean, they're printing articles every day still saying Obama New World Order, the Obama World Order, suck Obama's cock, this and this and that.
By the way, our dear leader who received the Peace Prize, just found out today, it was an article in the Des Moines Register, there's a National Guard brigade that has been put on call. They're about ready to be shipped out January 2010. I guess it is being considered the largest National Guard call-up in U.S. history since World War II. But they refused to tell
exactly when. Well, it's amazing.
I mean,
they surged 22,000 troops a couple months ago, and now they're talking about surging several tens of thousands more into Afghanistan and Iraq. So there's a change you can believe in right there.
Yep.
Is it just me, or is Senator Olympia Snowe kind of a hottie?
I'm not familiar.
I think it's just you, man.
You sure? She's the one Republican that cross party lines to vote for the healthcare reform.
Speaking of vaccines, you guys know that they now approved Gardasil for boys,
for men,
the HPV vaccine.
Yes. What the hell
is
that?
I predicted this about a year ago. I said that it's going to pass easily, and now lo and behold, the bad news comes from Bloomberg News, saying that the FDA and the CDC, all the appropriate agencies, they've approved HPV vaccine for boys now. So good luck saying no to that one as they ram you with a pincer attack of the swine flu jab and the HPV shot at the same time.
That sounds fabulous.
I mean, they're really coming for us, guys. This is what's really amazing to me, is to see the economy's bottom drop out, as all these people have been predicting for a while, and also the fact that they're now openly coming at us with this depopulation agenda. It's unbelievable.
But they're coming out at us faster because they realize people are starting to wake up to everything that's going on.
There's a huge awakening, as we were just saying. Democrats especially.
They put out the swine flu vaccine, and the massive amount of people that said, no way, was just astronomical. I don't think they were thinking. I mean, they're still trying to hit people with, you should take the vaccine, the swine flu, it's going to kill you, it's going to get you.
If I was on with you guys today for the program, I'd be reading these articles I cut out. I have like five article from the Epoch Times in the same issue, all about how people are saying no to the vaccines. Five articles about the same thing in one issue. Really unbelievable what's happening right now in this country and all over the world. But
yes,
particularly here, because there's such a perfect storm of events happening right now. They just announced that all these other countries in the Middle East and China, the Far East, they're dumping the dollar like crazy. Our economy is sinking. Our standard of living is sinking. Healthcare sucks. Our banking system, that's been reformed, but none of that money is being lent back to the private sector. It's all being bought up by the government. So stock up on food. You know, get yourself prepared mentally, physically, spiritually, any way you can. And get ready for the hammer to come down on the internet pretty soon.
Yeah, didn't they just turn the internet over to a private corporation?
Exactly.
They were going to follow UN
regulations. They're
going to
tax the hell out of it. And they're going to ban you and censor you and delete you. It's going to start being serious pretty soon.
Yeah.
Boy.
You think it's bad now? You think your customer service sucks now? Wait until later when it's nothing but chips. I was reading this article about how New York City's metro transit system wants to adopt European smart cards. They can buy you hamburgers and shit at local restaurants.
Damn it, that was one of the articles I was about to read, you son of a bitch.
Go for it, man. That's amazing.
Stealing the thunder.
Oh, golly. I can't prepare nothing.
Go for it. Well, no, that's a synchronicity. I'm reading your mind right there.
Yeah, from Metro New York.
Yep.
The free newspaper, just how smart can MetroCards really become. The MetroCard is, for those who are not in New York City, what we use, we load it up with money and we swipe it because they took away the tokens.
Mm-hmm.
So they just give us a card to swipe on the buses and the trains.
You can't possibly have anybody not tracking where you're going.
Yeah, so they're
openly setting up a
cashless society right now. They're having all these weird commercials with the remote-controlled children. The Duracell commercial where the mother has a remote and her child comes out running from the forest. Remote-controlled kids. I mean, are you kidding me? it's getting pretty obvious what they're up to as my coworkers are waking up, particularly black people are waking up. They're seeing through Obama. They're rejecting him. They're seeing him as the enemy and not as their friend. It really is happening right now. And the last thing I'll say, because I got to punch into work in just a minute here, is that I am 75% complete with my new film that's coming out. I want all you guys to check out the trailer, and the movie poster is up on crowdshotradio.com. It's at the top of the page when you come onto the site. The film will be done probably before November and released somewhere mid-November, which is a couple weeks earlier than the December deadline that I set originally. But again, that's 9/11/2001, The Space Odyssey, a documentary examining the full history behind the World Trade Center and the destruction and how 9/11 is a sacred myth that will be passed on for generations. So this is Enemy Combatant. Signing off. You guys have a wonderful show.
Yeah. See ya.
Yeah, thanks for saying one of the stories I was saving. God. Kills my shit all the time. Oh, alright.
He came on just to steal your thunder, Louie.
Yeah, I know. All the fucking time. All right, well, I got to take a quick break. This is the Crash Out Radio Show, kicking issues in the balls.
Would you consider that torture? Absolutely torture. Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government, and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live
at TalkShoe, and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This segment of the Crotchshot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotchshot Radio Show sent you.
You and Dick Cheney cousins?
You know, I actually knew about it.
Bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City. You'll find a dozen tin-pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility.
The 9/11 cover-up, the Obama fraud, population control, and more. To find out about the New World Order and how you can stop it, visit Louis P. and Enemy Combat at crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotchshot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotchshot Radio a few cents per click. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit crotchshotradio.com every day. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singers waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotchshot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotchshot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combat, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchshotRadio.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
1, 2, and
Obama, 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 Obama,
Obama, Obama, Obama, Obama,
Obama, Obama,
this is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
I took a playbot, horse and pump, new American insurgent, battles and shit, the foundations of the world order, assembly, rise, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, respect, love, want, to the tension.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Crotchshot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Today we're doing news and commentary. We got the Angry Scotsman.
Hey, what's going on, man?
So far so good. the Russians are coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're really starting to bleed us dry. You want to hit Iran? What else can you give us? You got rid of the missile defense system. Okay, that's cool. What else can you give us? Yeah, I tell you what, why don't we just drop the dollar? How's that sound?
Yeah. Yeah, besides that, after a year, most investors would like to forget foreign real estate buyers are being swayed to spend again in New York City by a weak U.S. dollar and property prices at levels not seen for years, says experts, and Russian investors are among those leading the way. Real estate brokers and analysts say that say they have noticed more foreign investors looking to purchase here, boosting the market's recovery hopes just a year after the Lehman Brothers bank collapse and a financial crisis spread globally. I've contracted by one of the largest Russian real estate investment funds, said Irina Lavanya, a broker at the Ostrov Realty Group, they don't want to build. They want to invest. Russians are seeking out U.S. dollars for safety. What? Specifically
what?
By... Yeah. What?
Okay.
What?
Who the hell is their broker?
Yeah.
They'll be kicking their ass in a couple of months.
Yes. Russians are seeking, specifically by buying property, said Stephen Siraj at the Center for Strategic and International Studies as the Russian economy contracts. So yeah, we got the Russians buying up everything. We got let me get this straight. We got China on the West Coast buying up shit, or basically taking over shit because you know that by the bailout bill, they could do that. They could kick people out their houses and shit and use you know their own police to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And disrespect people's constitutional rights. And so now we got the Russians taking control of the East Coast. How come this sounds like freaking Shattered? That sounds like that video game from called Shattered Union.
I don't know. That's an awfully strange coincidence, don't you think, Louis?
Yes, it does. And that game came out like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sort of like that one game that predicted the Georgia offensive
right.
Came out, what, 3-4 years before Georgia decided to start ethnically cleansing the small states around their borders?
Yeah,
you know,
it's all fun and games until you got the Russians buying up your apartment building.
Oh man, East Coast is gonna be run by the Russian mob.
Yay!
Well, I don't know. Do you think they'd be any better than the New York slumlords?
Hey, at least the devil you know is better than the devil you don't.
Yeah.
Da.
That's true.
Da.
Da. Hey, you know what? They may be really strict on their rent. My rent went up 300%, but at least they'll come in and they'll fix the faucet when it's leaky after a couple of days.
Or break your legs for complaining.
Yeah, one of the two. But they're so responsive.
Yes, they are. They're like big fat.
Oh, man. I put in a call to my congressman, and actually every congressperson in Iowa. Speaking of Constitution, I was questioning whether what the House was planning on doing when they were planning on proceeding with impeachment proceedings against President Obama for violating Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, titles of nobility clause.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get the response for that. Go in, take an oath with the UN, which is an international body, and chair an international body as President of the United States. Last time I checked, that was a big no-no.
Are you a racist?
I guess so.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fascist, too, apparently.
Yeah, man. You know,
I've been called a Republican. That's even worse.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I actually got called a liberal.
Oh. What the hell?
Because I don't believe in global warming.
What?
Yeah. I'm a filthy liberal.
Pat Robertson says that it's true. You filthy liberal.
I mean, how's that make any damn sense? All right, you mean the Republicans are now the new liberals, huh?
I guess so.
So the fact that it's like, it's already October when it's supposed to be like in the 60s, 60s, 70s. Last night it hit 45.
Uh-huh.
It's like in the 50s now. It's unseasonably cool. Yes, mm-hmm. global warming.
Yeah.
Summer was summer in New York City was unseasonably cooler. Yeah. We're worried yet, and also the polar ice caps actually grew, and even when I keep saying, I was having this debate with a Greenpeace guy. He's like, "Oh, we're gonna flood if the polar ice caps melt." I'm like, "That's not necessarily true." Because, look, let's say you fill your glass full of ice and it melts. It doesn't even fill halfway. The liquid, mm-hmm. it does not even reach halfway of the cup if you fill your cup up. Ice takes up more space than actual liquid water, obviously.
Right. Yeah, ice is more dense, obviously, and, you know, actually when the ice melts, the water goes down. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
You know, I had a discussion with some friends, and they were talking about global climate change, and I said, I don't believe in that crap. It's like, you believe in every conspiracy theory, and you don't believe in global climate change? I said, My conspiracy theories are backed by fact. Sorry. You know, we're outside on a bar patio freezing to death right now
mm-hmm.
because we have our vices of smoking, and they no longer allow us to do that indoors in Iowa. Thank you very much, Iowa legislature, you bastards. It's snowing in early October, and you want to tell me that there's global warming.
Exactly.
Yeah, do you actually research any of this crap? It's sort of like when you talk about 9/11. They say, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Excuse me, have you read the entire 9/11 Commission report? Well, no, that's too long. I have.
You did?
Yes, and I've read a lot more, too. Where are you getting your facts from? TV? Government? Do you think they have some sort of conflict of interest here?
I was actually having a discussion with my cousin who's a Iraq veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, why do you concern your life with this? Look, life is good. Look, I got an apartment. I got me a good job. You know, if it happens, what are you going to do to stop it? What, you think by protesting and doing what you're doing, you're going to make a difference? Because these people, supposedly, if there are people doing behind this, they're making money off of this. You think they're going to stop? You think they're going to let you take it crumbling down? And in order for you to even get the change you want, you're going to have to become a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you're gonna beat the United States Army? And I'm like, dude, we're not gonna be fighting the United States Army. We're gonna be fighting a UN Army, you included, my friend. Because if you think you're just gonna let shit go, I know you better than that. You're not gonna let shit just go.
It might take a couple of cities. They might, you know, crack down, bust some heads, shoot some people, and I truly believe that they'll eventually wake up. Like, you know what? This ain't right. Yeah, that's why they're shipping out the National Guard to get ready for World War III. That's why they're keeping the regular army here, who fight for the U.S. government. And only half of them, because the majority of them, they're awake to what's going on, too, and they know what's right and what's wrong, and they keep the people here that are just here to follow orders.
Yeah.
We're here to protect and defend the President of the United States. Fuck the Constitution.
Right. I mean, I wonder how long is... I wonder when's it going to be the breaking point? When are people? When will it be the final tasering? When will it be the final night sticking? When will it be the final shooting? When will it be the final sound cannon blasting? When will enough be enough? When, you know, because look, it's only about I know when it comes to me, There's only about so many times you could push me, push me, push me before I snap and break your neck.
Yeah.
You know, where's the American spirit of, I'm going to fuck your ass up if you do not stop?
It's coming back, man. It's slowly but surely, it's coming back.
I mean, look at the G20. Everybody was backing up when the cops were making that or getting sound blasted. Hell, even Luke Rakowski got his ass beat up naked when he got arrested. I heard, you know, which I heard from an unnamed source.
Right.
You know, when he was at Pittsburgh.
Right.
So even someone who you think is so fucking brave can't stand up to them or not willing to fight back. I mean, you know, really, at least put up a resistance. At least resist.
Right.
When you're just like, okay, I'll get in the car. You got me. What did you do wrong? You know there is still a case. There is still a precedent where, God, I gotta freaking find this, where a man actually fought a cop and killed a cop out of self-defense and got off.
Right. Bill, it's totally legal. If you feel that you are being assaulted by the cop for no reason whatsoever, there was no arrestable charge, it is self-defense. In most cases, it's probably very difficult to prove in any type of court because the cops have the court's ears, but it can be done. It is in the law books. In most places, it is in the law books. You have the right to defend yourself from anybody. It doesn't matter if they're wearing a hoodie or a badge.
And I'm not telling people to go out and start shooting people in the street. No.
Definitely not. No.
Because I know I'll get some wise ass saying, oh, you're trying to incite violence. You're trying to incite. No, I'm saying, look, fuck, at least block.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
You know, you don't even have to really, you know, you can just try your best to stay out of the car as much as possible and just yell at the top of your lungs, what the hell's going on? You know, inform people up to the very end or put up something. You know, I can understand peaceful resistance, but fighting back doesn't necessarily have to mean throwing punches at people. It could just mean defending yourself.
Not for nothing. I'm not saying I'm some tough guy or anything, but I'm making them kill me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making sure I'm going to resist. They're going to have to kill me.
It's better to die holding on to the barrel of a gun than it is on your knees facing away from the gun.
Yeah. It's like, really, what's it got to take? What's it going to take? We got tambourine.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. Sorry.
What's her?
Oh, Tambourine Woman?
Yes.
Okay.
It really just, like, irks me. It really does. Because, really, you could tell a cop to go fuck himself.
Mm-hmm.
And keep walking. What you doing here? Go fuck yourself. And he can't say nothing. He can't do nothing to you. These cops, I mean, I actually saw this movie Boys in the Hood the other day. Some of you probably already know that one. It's pretty old. Remember that scene where the cop puts the gun up to Cuba Gooding's throat and says, oh, you scared? Oh, that's why I took this job.
Huh.
A black cop trying to punk out another black kid.
Mm-hmm.
Just being a racist, just being a fucking big bully because he gets off on that. And
right.
I'm not saying that's all cops, but it's a pretty good chunk. They like to bully people. It's like a sense of power that they have.
Right.
To treat people like they're scumbags, you know?
And that's a lot of the crowd they're attracting. They're intentionally attracting that sort of crowd. I mean, it used to be protect and serve, and being a tough guy was, helping out innocents and doing what you could to help out the public. Now it's What can I get away with? Who can I beat the crap out of? Who can I blame for all the times I got stuffed in a locker in gym class in high school? Hey, I got to get going, man, but I appreciate the time. I'll talk to you later. Have a good show.
All righty, that's the Angry Scotsman. He's running for city council. I hope he makes it. We got Tammy in the room, Tambourine. She changed her name. It used to be Tammy V2K, now it's Tambourine. So, what else we got going here today? Let's see. Mayor Bloomberg flunks school truth test, says William Thompson, which he's the Democrat running for New York City mayor, which who I'm also not. Who I'm also not freaking voting for because he was endorsed by Bloomberg. I wonder why. Democratic candidate William Thompson slammed Mayor Bloomberg on Sunday, accusing him of a parent rally of lying to New Yorkers about school improvements. "Our children are being taught to memorize," Thompson told the few dozen parents gathered in Lower Manhattan. "The truth is our children and parents and teachers are being misled about the gains." The city comptroller sought to make political hay from national test scores realized last week that showed students in New York State had made no gains, in contrast with huge jumps on state exams. "I don't think Bloomberg's being honest about his accomplishments," said Dimitri Guarnes, whose daughter, Chloe, is in the first grade at Public School 234 in downtown Manhattan. "A really healthy debate needs to happen." No, not a really healthy debate. How's about we start doing that voucher program I was hearing so much about so freaking children could go to schools of their choice and the bad schools fail, which is a free market, type of thing going. Yeah. So, cool. Invite everybody. Everybody listening, feel free to invite people to listen to the show. That'd be freaking great. Tell your friends about the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Back to the article. The Bloomberg campaign hit back hard, accusing Thompson of being a Johnny-come-lately to issues of mayoral control and charter schools. "It's about using your power to lead," said Christopher Cheff, educational advisor to the mayor's campaign, who criticized Thompson's tenure as a school board president from 96 to 2001. "He did not have the will to take the fight. He was moving the deck chairs around on the Titanic," added Cheff, echoing Bloomberg's remarks in last week's mayoral debate. The parents organized as New York City Kids PAC, parent, I guess, endorsed Thompson yesterday and said they were aiming to get as many public school parents as possible to vote for the Democrat. "I believe that Bloomberg only cares about the rich, no shit, whose daughter is in the 11th grade at Williamsburg High School for Architecture and Design in Brooklyn." Really? There's a Williamsburg High School? Where the fuck is Williamsburg High School? I never knew there was a Williamsburg High School. So anyways, I think they're both full of shit. They're not going to freaking do what's right at all. It really is more of the same. You just, it really just pisses me off. Oh, this must be new. It's a charter high school. I see. So anyways, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls.
You and Dick Cheney cousins?
You know, I actually know about it.
Bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin-pot dictators all over the world just clowning to take responsibility.
9/11 fraud, the Obama fraud, population control, and more. To find out about the New World Order and how you can stop it, visit Louis B. and Enemy Combatant at CrotchShotRadio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy sales, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today.
Prices.
Order Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Eddie Combat, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
From the bow, a terror to behold, unavoidable, the broken enemy will know. Invincible, take a massive go round as your life, an indestructible master of all. Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Coming in hot. Woo! Can't do that shit. Woo! Got some interesting stuff on CrotchShotRadio.com, just www.CrotchShotRadio.com. Make sure you put the www's, because if you just put CrotchShotRadio.com, you're not going to get nowhere. I don't know why. I tried fixing the shit, but it'll probably have it working normally tomorrow. But again, just put in www.crotchshotradio.com. We got some videos up there posted by my co-host. We got a YouTube video. Blackwater thinks the Knights Templar thinks they're Knights Templar. From the Keith Olbermann show, which I really don't like Keith Olbermann. He really just should have been should have stayed doing sports. Also, we have this song called "The Tree of Life" by the Human Revolution, singing about the usefulness of marijuana and hemp. And as reported by my co-host earlier today, Obama says, "Be cyber safe." Like, and also Obama will now say, brush twice a day, eat right, exercise. He's President Captain Obvious, I guess. And also, chemtrails to make snowless winter in Russia. Reported by Time magazine. Pigs still can't fly, but this winter, the mayor of Moscow promises to keep it from snowing from just a million, for just a bit, few million, man, so, I gotta go to the doctors, I'm fucking yawning way too much. For just a few million dollars, the mayor's office will hire the Russian Air Force to spray a fine chemical mist over the clouds before they reach the capital, forcing them to dump their snow outside of the city. Authorities say this will be a boon for Moscow, which is typically covered with a blanket of snow from November to March. Road crews won't need to constantly clear the streets, and traffic and quality of air will undoubtedly improve. The idea came from Mayor Yuri Luzhkov, who is no stranger to playing God. In 2002, he spearheaded a project to reverse the flow of the vast river Ob through Siberia to help irrigate the country's parched Central Asian neighbors. Although the idea hasn't exactly turned out as planned, scientists have said it's not feasible this time. Luzhkov says there is no way he could fail. Controlling the weather in Moscow is nothing new, he says. Ahead of two main holidays celebrated each in the city each year, Victory Day in May and City Day in September, the often cash-strapped Air Force is paid to make sure that it doesn't, well, rain on the parades, with a city budget of $40 billion a year, larger than New York City's budget. Moscow can easily afford the $2 to $3 million price tag to keep the skies blue. As spectators watch the tanks or rocket launchers roll along Red Square, now there's a new challenge for the Air Force, Moscow's notorious blizzards. You know how every year on City Day and Victory Day we create the weather? Luzhkov asked a group of farmers outside of Moscow in September, according to the Russian media reports. Well, we should do the same with the snow. Then outside Moscow, there will be more moisture and bigger harvest, while for us, it won't snow as much. It will make financial sense. The plan was surprisingly rubber-stamped this week by the Moscow City Council, which is dominated by Luzhkov's supporters. Haha, no shit. Then the city department, I'm not going to read the whole fucking article. You guys could go there and read it. The point of the article is they can control the weather. Hey, we got Music Cross. How you doing, Music Cross? They can control the weather. They have the technology. What makes you think they can't do it here? It's just really silly. Also, reported by Metro New York Free Newspaper. Prediction, cold snow. A weakening El Nino weather pattern will lead to the stormiest and coldest U.S. winter in recent years, especially in parts of the giant northeast heating oil market, according to AccuWeather.com. The areas will be hit hardest by this winter by cold. Snowy weather will be from southern New England through the Appalachians and mid-Atlantic, including the Carolinas. Wow. AccuWeather's chief meteorologist and expert long-range forecaster Joe Bastardi said in a report, Bastardi expects the current El Nino will fade over the winter, which will drive down temperatures and increase storm activity in parts of the United States. New York, Boston, Philadelphia could get up to 75% of their total snowfall in two or three big storms, according to Bastardi's forecast. Areas from Washington, D.C. to Charlotte could receive above normal levels this season, Bastardi said. A Nino is an abnormal warming of waters in equatorial Pacific Ocean that can wreak havoc on weather patterns. So you mean to tell me that El Nino was a natural occurrence and it wasn't caused by human global warming, which means, and also add to the fact that the sun's not throwing out as much radiation, and also that the polar ice caps kind of grew, and that we had a cool summer in New York. I don't know on the other part, but and now that it's unseasonably cooler this month, again, I don't know about every other, but you know, in New York City, this is kind of it's kind of cold or a little too early. We already saw flurries on Saturday this past weekend. So this whole global warming thing is pretty much full of shit, huh? So, Lou, is this going to be a repeat performance of our Skype call the other night? What? We got Tammy. I think Tammy's going to be a wise ass. Hi, Tammy.
You think Tammy's going to be what?
Are you going to be a wise ass?
Have we met, Louie? Would I be a wise ass to a guy who fell asleep on the phone with me the other day and
I
now
did.
Is yawning?
It's not my fault.
Is it my fault? I was boring. Is this what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I was boring you.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No. When were we talking last night? What time? What time was it? Because you know what? I don't fall asleep on you when we're talking in the afternoon or in the daytime. When it's like butt-ass dark at night, that's when I'm like, oh, I think it's time to sleep. Because you know what? You know who sleeps at night? Humans. Humans sleep at night.
And what are you saying I am then at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Shit, a mutant. granted, you have a nice ass, but you know.
Oh, boy. Louie.
So how you doing?
I'm here. I'm trying to keep you awake or make you go to sleep. One of the two.
Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
I'm having... You know, I'm scarred for life.
Oh, shit. All right, that was the alarm clock. So how you doing? Tambourine.
I'm hanging in. I'm hanging in here, honey. But nobody liked my name, Tamiflu, I noticed. I went on two other calls after you named me Tamiflu.
Yeah.
I changed it to Tamiflu. I was on two other. Remember, I went to that help call to get help for you because your show was messed up. You weren't showing up on the thing.
Yeah, no, because when I actually explained it in the beginning, the reason why I wasn't showing up is because a friend of ours made a complaint.
Oh, I know. You told me about it the other day.
Yeah.
But I went to that help call to ask him what was going on. He told me about the rating thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't apply to your situation, apparently. You're right, but everybody was giving me crap about Tamiflu. So I thought, all right, I'm going to change it. So I changed it to Tambourine.
Why was everyone busting your balls? Tamiflu.
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 They said it sounded, you know, like a disease, you know?
Oh,
and
people
I thought, well...
Idiots. People, they're just idiots. And first of all, Tamiflu is a medicine.
I know. I know that, but you know.
They're idiots. Like, oh, we don't like the way it sounds. You have to change it. No.
Well, nobody told me to change it. I just got tired of explaining to everyone that it's actually a medicine and that I'm trying to be part of the solution and the problem.
Right.
So
after that went down
on two shows, I thought, okay, I've had enough.
Yeah, it's like how I always have to explain the meaning of crotch shot radio. Like, oh, you're a pervert because you name it crotch shot radio.
You are a pervert, Louie. Come on. Who are you trying to kid here?
I'm not a pervert.
Oh, Louie.
I'm very conservative. But that's not why...
In bizarro world, you are. You're right. You're right about that. On opposite day, you're very conservative.
Believe it or not, I am really a conservative. I took the political test, and I'm against. I'm against gay rights. I like my slavery.
You like slavery.
I like slavery.
No wonder you like me so much.
Yes. I don't think women should be have a right to vote. No, I'm just
kidding. I know. You're so chauvinist. It's not even funny.
Yeah, no. Now, what? Oh, and by the way, where's my pie?
Oh, no. What, did I promise you a pie?
Get in the kitchen and cook me some pie, woman.
Oh, brother.
Woman. You will cook pie, woman.
Yeah, first, you're going to have to come over here and drag me in there by my hair. And if we make it that far without me killing you first, then I'll make your pie.
Oh, so I already got the strategy. So that way my balls are safe.
Who said that?
Because like my balls.
That's your delusion. Your balls are the first thing to go, honey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that's why my strategy, it takes away all your ability to attack thy balls.
Okay.
Like my father always says, if anything, if you do anything in life, remember this, protect your balls.
But you see, if I really wanted to get you, I would just pretend like I was going to kiss you, you know, and I'd be coming in all slow for it, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, this is the moment I've been waiting for, and I'd be like, wham, and you'd say, oh, man, well, after you screamed and cried like a little boy. So you have your strategy,
and I have mine. Okay, and thanks for telling me your strategy. But you know what? I've, after falling for that all during junior high school and shit.
That one's lost on you, huh?
Yeah, that one's like, oh yeah, I know. I was like, I even asked that with my mom. I'm like, Mom, are you gonna kick my nuts? No. Are you sure?
My God.
No. Slow. No. Are you sure you're not trying to kick my nuts, Mom?
Come here and give Mom a kiss goodnight, and you come up with a cup on.
A cup? Nah. You know those cups that the boxers wear?
Yeah.
That's, I walk around with that all the time. Because Dad always told me, if you do anything in life, protect your balls.
Your balls?
Your balls. You have to protect them.
Protect your balls.
Protect the balls.
I should give you a little tip later, Louie. I was on a show last night, and I think you would want to listen to that recording.
What was the show called?
I did something very unprecedented for myself.
Yeah.
The balls.
No. That's not how you spell it. Here, somebody wrote B.
Bulls.
This is how you spell it. There you go. That's you don't spell bulls. Yeah, it's B-A-W-L-S. The bulls.
The bulls.
The bulls. Oh, man.
Hey, Louie, I have a request.
Yes.
Can I hear the chihuahua? Can you do that for me?
You want to hear
totally.
Well, you want to hear the call, or you want me to hear just me do it?
You would do it right now, live?
You want me to do you want me to just say that live now, or you want me to play the prank?
Whichever one you want. I really love that first prank. If you want to do it live, though, and it worked out, that would be awesome.
Chihuahua balls!
No, let me hear the prank.
Oh, all right. These nuts.
Please.
Shit.
Please, please.
All right. All right, here we go. Here we go. This is Chihuahua balls for my upcoming prank call album called Screwdrivers. This is Chihuahua Balls on the Crouch Chat Radio Show.
Hello, Winnie.
Hi, just wondering, after my meal, can you give me a happy ending?
Huh?
Happy ending.
Which one?
I wanna get some fried Rottweiler lips, and after that, I want somebody to give me a rub and a tug.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello, Winnie.
Hi, how you doing?
Thank you.
Yes?
I want some fried chihuahua balls, and afterwards, can you give me a happy ending?
Wait, can you say again?
Chihuahua balls?
Huh?
Chihuahua balls?
Chihuahua balls?
Chihuahua balls?
I don't understand.
Chihuahua balls? Chihuahua balls?
I don't understand it.
Chihuahua balls? Okay. How about kitty intestine soup?
What do you say?
Kitty intestine soup.
What kind of soup?
Meow meow. You're crazy. Afterwards, can you come and play with my? Can you knock my junk around with a chopsticks, please?
You want chopsticks?
Yeah, in my balls.
I don't understand what
you're... No, you're supposed to come here. I want you to come here. Give me kisses.
For what?
Chihuahua balls.
What do you mean, chihuahua balls? I don't understand it.
You don't know balls? Okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
That's my favorite.
Really? How about this one?
Jamaica Grill.
Hey, how you doing? I just ordered some curry goat and some coconut bread for delivery.
Oh, who did you speak to?
I didn't get the dude's name, but I'm calling because I got my order. And
yeah.
Somebody, the shit is undercooked. The goat was undercooked.
The what?
The goat was undercooked. It was still cold, brethren.
Brethren?
It was on the what?
It was cold. It was cold. It wasn't cooked through, brethren.
I don't know how that is.
I mean, either. I think it's some racist going on here because I'm white.
No, nothing.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to report you people because there's some racist. Cause my homeboy, he black. His came to him perfect. My order fucked up.
We you ordered what? Coconut bread?
No, curry goat.
Okay, is that it?
With coconut bread.
We don't serve coconut bread here.
What do you mean you don't serve? So what kind of bread am I eating right now?
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, you couldn't have got coconut bread from here.
Really?
We don't have it here, no.
This is a Jamaica Grill, right?
Calm down. What's it? Calm down. Yeah, I need to find out who took this order and who sent the order. Okay?
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on a minute. Mama, did you take our order for a curry goat and a coconut bread? Yes. You didn't. It didn't come from here, sir.
This is the Jamaica Grill on Nordstrom Avenue.
Yes, it didn't come.
Yes. I ordered that. I got cold ass curry goat that looked like it was alive like 30 seconds ago.
So, who do you know? Did you take the order from the person?
What do you mean did I take the order from the person? I called whoever picked up the fucking phone got the order.
That part. Forget about that part. Who delivered the food?
I don't know his name.
Describe him.
He black.
No, that's helpful. That's very helpful.
Yeah, well, I mean, what? He looked like Method Man on crack. All right, I don't know. I all black people look alike to me. So how am I being racist? Why? Because they don't teach in school.
You couldn't possibly come from here.
All right, fine. This is how we're gonna settle this. This is how we're gonna settle this. I'm gonna call Sharpton. I'm gonna call all these freaking people. We're gonna come 30 deep. And if I don't get any satisfaction, me and you're gonna fight, okay?
All right, bring it back. You come here. You come here.
I will. Don't make me. You don't want me coming there. You don't want me coming there because I'm coming with hell. I'm bringing hell. I'm gonna come with the health inspector, and then if you don't like that,
what you have to do.
Yeah, I'm gonna do what I gotta do. Racist. You're racist. You're racist. And you know what? On top of the damn thing, you wrote honky on that.
Okay, Louie, now that I heard those two back to back, that's my new favorite one.
Oh, really?
Yep. That is my new favorite. That one is better than Chihuahua Balls, and I didn't think there could be a better one than Chihuahua Balls.
I'm happy. Let me see if... Oh, man. So, yeah, Screwdriver's coming out soon.
Awesome.
Yes.
When you played that the other night, I didn't hear, I was thinking Chihuahua Balls, but no, I still love Chihuahua Balls, but that one, I love. I love it.
Everyone questions when I say Brethren.
I love that. It's hilarious. Brethren.
Brethren. Yeah, I'm using Jamaican terminology.
It sounds funny coming from you, though, don't you think? Brethren.
Yes, Brethren. I should have threw in a dread. What up, dread? So, goodness, I got no more news to report. Except for this, actually. Iran threatens the U.S. and Britain after guard bombing. The head of Iran's Revolutionary Guards vowed on Monday to retaliate against the United States and Britain after accusing them and neighboring Pakistan of backing militants who blew up six guards' commanders. Iranian media says the Sunni Muslim insurgent group Jundullah Guard soldiers have claimed responsibility for Sunday's bombing in Sistan Bakhsh, province, which killed 42 people in all. The incident threatened to overshadow talks between Iran and global powers in Vienna on Monday, intended to tackle a standoff about Iran's nuclear ambitions. You know, I got a feeling that this whole thing is a big old misunderstanding.
You think?
Yeah, I think it's a whole big ass understanding.
What, like the Gulf of Tonkin?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I would think that too then.
That and I think Ahmadinejad doesn't know how to say nuclear, like President Bush. There's like a difference, like
Ahmadinejad?
Yes, Ahmadinejad, yes.
Oh. Is that short for something? Ahmadinejad, Sheikh Hadid Muhammad Ahmadinejad?
Yes.
I thought so.
One of them niggas. No. Oh, man. So we got a... I think there's a whole big-ass misunderstanding. I think what they meant by nuclear, meaning a nuclear family. You know, having a nice family.
A nuclear family. Probably. I wouldn't have thought about it that way.
You know, maybe Ahmadinejad is not that bad. Maybe he's really for a family. So what? He denies that there's a Holocaust. Who doesn't deny a Holocaust one day or another? I mean, I remember when I was 5 years old, I knew nothing of the Holocaust. Nothing. Maybe
you
that's
know, my
what
son,
is.
He's learning about the Holocaust right now.
How old is he?
10.
All right, well, see, I'm talking about when I was 5.
Yeah, he didn't know about it either, so it didn't exist.
It didn't exist. Maybe that's what it is. He didn't learn it in school. Even though there's some reports saying that he himself is Jewish, that he changed his name from Leibowitz.
To Ahmadinejad?
Yeah.
He just really likes the dinner jacket look.
Yes,
so he wanted something that sounded like it.
Yes.
He's a creative man.
Yes, like I'm thinking of changing my last name from B to Lowenstein.
Lowenstein.
Louis Rutherford Lowenstein. Louis.
Okay.
Ach, my dick is hurting. Yeah. That's yeah. You know. Nah, that's yeah.
This is Rick. Did you see that message, Louis? I met him on Plenty of Fish. I can't believe you're not going to give me crap about that.
Hmm. Plenty of fish?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, well, for people who are too broke-ass for Match.com, go to plentyoffish.com. All right, well, I guess he's the new flavor of the month. All right, fine.
Oh, brother.
Fine. Plenty of fish. That shit don't work for me. I've been on Plenty of Fish. It's like, really? It's like, ew now. Yeah, so plentyoffish.com when you're too broke-ass for Match.com, and if you don't give a fuck about being compatible on eHarmony.
I thought when you try to sign up for eHarmony, this is what I heard, that most people get rejected saying that you're not compatible with anybody.
Yes, but thank you for your $50.
Right. We just wanted to let you know there is nobody for you.
Yes. It's like you've been rejected. We can't have your kind here. But I'm a pianist. Oh,
thank you
shit.
For trying. You will be thank alone you. For the rest of your life.
Oh, pianist. No, you misspelled pianist and wrote pieist. And we can't have any pieist here. Thank you for trying, yes. Plenty of fish. that shit don't work. That shit don't work.
Even, I forgot I was even on it. I got an email from it today, and I was just like, wow, I forgot I was. Nobody, you know, is interested in me. Nobody has hit me up on there, and now I got this from this message today. So I'm like, oh wow, okay, I forgot.
Yes.
I was on Planet Fish.
I usually get a sign like, oh, you have new people that will not be interested in you in your area. Hit them up for no apparent reason. Hey, if you're a stalker or a creep and you just want to have the illusion that you're big and bad to talk to women, go on plentyoffish.com.
Tammy, V2K, there is somebody has added you as somebody they will never speak to.
Wow.
This person would never give you the time of day. Well, thank you, plentyoffish.com.
I'm possibly the only person on plentyoffish.com that gets women to send them hate emails. They're like, aren't you a little too ugly, too fat, too poor to be on here? I'm like, it's a free service. Are you kidding me?
That's why I'm on it.
Yes. It's like, I'm not paying for Match.com. I'm not that serious. I'm just trying to find me a hooker.
Oh, God. Louie, you're in Brooklyn. How hard is it to find a hooker? Come on.
Oh, the cops are doing too good of a job. All I had to do was scream out the window, I got $40, and a whole bunch of them would come up, and I'm like, you, and you come up, and I had a whole harem, and they all got a piece of that $40. One $40 bill got me 20 girls.
Oh, jeez.
But they were
crackers.
Yeah,
right.
But they were
strawberries. They were strawberry. Give me, I'd suck your dick, man. Give me a rock. Come on, baby. Is that what they say? I don't know.
Yeah, actually, it was hilarious because what I used to do is because my house used to run on coal like back in the 1800s, so we still had like coal rocks in the backyard, and I just spray painted them white.
Oh my God, those are like ancient artifacts.
So I spray painted them white, and I just gave it to them. I'm like, here, check this out. Yeah, no, they were, like, shiny. They were shiny. They were, like, all over the backyard. Me and my cousin, when we were younger, dug them up, and we, like, made, like, a little pile, like, wow.
And you give them a tray of Ajax?
Yeah, like, here, check this out. It's like, oh, my God, this is some good shit. I feel fresh. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Of course, now they come up and like, I got $40 and like, good for you. Buy yourself a turkey leg. You can't fuck no turkey leg. No, of course not. But I still get people that want to have sex for $40, but I don't want them because they have penises.
Oh my God.
It's like, I do it. I'm like, no, thank you.
You're still fearing the closet, huh? You don't want to go there still, even though they want you to so bad. You know they do.
I'm not going in the closet.
They want you in that closet, Louie.
No. I don't want to be trapped in the closet.
They would do it for free, Louie. Come on.
Yeah, no.
See, that's your problem, is you're going for the wrong gender.
No.
The men,
no,
they
no.
want you, dude.
I don't think that's it.
Oh, what is it then?
Shit. You know what? People that dress up their dogs in costumes really need to get themselves shot.
I saw a bunch of those today. I was looking for a costume for Andrew for Halloween. He wants to be a knife-wielding doctor zombie.
Oh, you mean basically what he sees every day.
Exactly.
Okay, well.
Yeah, it's no surprise to me that that's what he wanted to be. I thought, oh, how hilarious. And
I mean, most kids his age want to be a Power Ranger or a Batman or Spider-Man or Iron Man or Optimus Prime, a Transformer, a Jew, you know, perhaps a stripper, you know.
He definitely wants to be a Jew. Look, he wants to be a doctor. Hey, and you know what he said to me? Listen to this one, Louie.
My last
he
name
goes,
is Lowenstein?
No, he says, Mom, you know what? Why don't they arrest Santa Claus? And I said, well, why? And he goes, well, he's such a criminal. All he ever does is break into everybody's house and leave stuff laying around all over the place.
Yeah, word.
I was like,
it's
oh,
really
gosh.
It's really fucking inconsiderate for a fat white dude to be breaking into your house.
and stuff laying around.
And eat up all your cookies. And drink up all your milk.
And pretend like he fed carrots to his reindeer.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck carrots. Ho, ho, ho. That's what I said to your mom when I caught her.
Well, you wouldn't be far off.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. So, Iran threatens us. What's Iran going to do, really?
Run.
Okay.
And then we'll call them Iran.
Okay. I'm sorry, Tammy.
Why? Yes, I can't believe I finally did it.
Yeah.
I have made the wall of shame.
Yes. We're going to take a quick break after these messages. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking issues in the balls.
Why does a robot force and pump through American insurgent battle and shake the foundations of the world order? Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct, love, one to the trenches.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. every day.
Visit Reed.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy sitters waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotchop Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotchop Radio Show, hosted by Louie B with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchopRadio.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? This is the Marriott Wake Up Service. We're giving you your 6 a.m. wake up call. You wanted it 5 minutes early?
No, I didn't.
You sure, sir?
If you wanted 5 minutes early, you just woke me up.
Oh, well, that's my job. I am the wake up service for Marriott.
For Marriott. Okay, thank you this morning. You have a good day.
You too. Bye bye.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Marriott Wake Up Service again. Just calling.
Call me, man. What the fuck going on?
Just call me. Do we have a problem here?
What?
We'll have security come to your room and escort you out.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Look, we don't got time for this foolishness.
You're calling my house. Now, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm calling your house?
Yeah, this is my house. Now, what
snap. All right. Does that mean you want to scrap?
Yeah, I'm going to redial and call your boss. Where are you calling from?
Calling from New York City Marriott and 42nd Street.
All right. So I'm going to call your boss and tell your boss that you have the wrong number. That you
well, if you call my boss, then I'm going to have to go to where you're at and break your legs. My name is Steve Smith.
And what?
What do you mean, and what? No, just Steve. I'm just Steve Smith. Don't worry about it. With Marriott Wake Up Service. Watch your mouth, sir. Welcome back. This is the Crotchop Radio Show. Just waking people up that made that call a few weeks ago, calling someone at 5:55 in the morning on Sunday.
That was awesome.
Just calling random people. Just calling random people, waking them the fuck up. You know, because people need to start their day. You know what I mean? I like to help people out, get a nice start on their day.
Hey, have you ever been to that show on here, that shoe, Wake Up Ghetto, Get Your Ass Up?
No, what is that? What it's a black morning show that starts at 1 in the morning? I mean, 1
in the
afternoon?
No, I don't even know what it is. I've never been there. But it's so funny. Every time I see it, it says, Wake Up Ghetto, and then it says, Wake Your Ass Up. And they say, Yo Ass. Oh, it's funny. I want to go there and just see what it's all about, but, you know, I haven't yet, and I don't know why. I'm having, shyness issues, if you can believe that.
Really? All right. Well, you know, I know how you white girls are. Once you go black, you don't go back.
Well, I don't know.
But that's because you get kicked out of the family and you're not allowed to get back in.
I thought, what would be the ultimate revenge? by my parents, I'll marry a black guy. Woohoo! That would freak them out so bad. And then have a baby, too, on top of it. Whoa.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, man. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
these are the most racist people in the world right here.
Yeah, I got mad at my dad and I married a black man.
I knew it, Louie. This is the day that you come out. See?
I'm not in a closet. Why is everyone trying to push me in a closet? No. I know some dudes that should think that they come out like, I'm gay, and they get pushed back in a closet. Like, stay in there.
Jamal was telling me that he was your man, but, you know, I wanted to believe you, Louie.
He was my baby mama.
He's your baby mama.
He's my baby mama. You know, I'm having baby mama drama with Jamal.
I could, you know, but that's the thing. I could marry any other ethnic background. It wouldn't matter. If they weren't white, it would just destroy these people over here.
Ah.
I would be disowned immediately. It would be awesome.
So you want to marry me?
I thought we've already been discussing that, Louie.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you were acting like you didn't like it.
I didn't like what? Marrying you?
Yes.
Well, so, you know me.
Yeah. They'll probably kill me before I even have a chance.
Oh, have you decided that you are indeed a Thai?
A Thai?
Yeah, that's what I've started calling us. I thought it sounds more like a food, you know?
Hmm.
And a delicious kind of food, too. I like Thai food.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Ah. I'm down with Thai fighting.
Well, this is why I changed the V2K. I thought, you know, I'm a little tired of even labeling myself as one of these people, you know?
Oh.
Like, maybe if I fake it till I make it, then I'll make it. I'm going to fake it till I make it, Louie.
Mm-hmm.
Let go and let God. You know.
In fact,
come up with a million of those.
Wasn't that the strategy with your first husband?
Easy does it. Huh?
Wasn't that the first strategy with your first husband?
The strategy first duck and cover.
Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Yeah, I did. I did do that. You're right.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing that with a man, though. You know, I'm just doing it with tie-dom.
Oh.
Tie-dom.
Oh, tie-dom. Oh, tie-dom down.
Tie the kangaroo down, Louie.
Yes.
So did you decide? What are you? You're a tie, you're an I, you're a no. What are you?
Don't know yet. I'm just saying as far as it comes to you.
Okay. Oh, you mean, okay, I gotcha. Now I get it. I didn't know where you were coming from, but now I do. You're coming from Brooklyn.
Alrighty. So, yes. So what else is going on here? Goodness, my co-host, he posted a video on Crush Our Radio about us doing a street action in Jersey City. A video. And in the background, you hear me talking about the fucking Flowbots.
The Flowbots? Wow.
Yeah, it's a group. This is the song.
Yeah, my kids like them.
I took the Flowbots, portraits of the new American insurgent, battle the shit, the foundations of the world order. A dirty line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct, love, one to the dirty.
And I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Yeah, I actually heard that song, and I remember you telling me about the Flowbots, and I'm like, oh, I really don't like that song. But then you hear this, then I heard this song off that very same album.
You don't like Handlebars?
The new American insurgent.
Actually, I like the concept of being an American insurgent,
more than no handlebars. No, that just sounds gay to me.
It is a little redundant, but I still like it anyway.
But what about this? You know?
Why do the full-box portraits cause the new American insurgent battle and shit, the foundations of the world order?
You know, that's some shit right there.
Yeah, I like it. I do. I like the Flowbots.
Yes.
I really like handlebars, though, and I want you to also. And I will brainwash you until you do. I know how. Oh, man. I am being had. You are schooling me today.
Yeah.
It's nice. I like it, though, Louie. I've been wanting one of those of my very own.
Oh, as long as you don't set off the alarm. My co-host last week, Benny Carnero, set off the alarm, and it's kind of rare for a man to set off alarm, but he was acting really bitchy, so, yeah.
What's the alarm? I don't think
cunt,
I've heard the alarm.
Cunt, 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 cunt.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, well, how could you not see it coming?
I don't know.
Well, what sucks, Cross? He's like,
what?
It sucks. He says it sucks. What
I
sucks?
Think he was talking about the Flowbots, the song that you were playing.
Or Handlebars.
Might have talked about Handlebars.
I'm not, Handlebars is kind of lame.
I like it.
No? No, well, then you're lame.
This is war!
Oh, oops.
I the full-bot portrait of the
new American insurgent.
The foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, and more.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We are winning. In fact, I just listened to, I downloaded all three of their albums, and I'm like, yeah, this is the one song I'm going to be staying on.
Oh, you did? You did. How many, did they have three albums already?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. Where
Rise
do you
of the
download?
Protract of the new American insurgent. Rattle and shake the foundations of the world order. Assembly line and sent. Resist, refuse, inform, create. Direct loved ones to the trenches. Suit up, forge rubble into forests. Plaster cloth, aluminum, break porcelain, rusted platinum. Burn blood stains for decompressed diamonds. Hammer the battle into the braille studded armor. There you go.
Hey, where do you download your music from, Louis?
Zone!
Oh, really?
Yeah, I bought it. Yeah, I bought them.
Yeah, why not? I mean, when you, it's somebody like you, you should have something like that.
You know.
I pirate.
We don't endorse LimeWire is the best. LimeWire is the best. Yeah, if you want to catch a fucking virus, yeah, go ahead. By all means, use LimeWire.
That's what you all say. I have never gotten a virus from LimeWire.
That's because you don't know.
I have got.
And let me guess, your computer runs slow like a motherfucker.
No, my computer is like lightning.
Oh, okay.
It is. It's fast as hell. I've never gotten a virus, and it's fast as can be, and I have 6,000 free songs. I am a pirate. Please report me to your local authority, or mine, actually.
Oops.
What? Were you recording that?
Shit, fucking video. Okay. No, there was a woman that she got disabled from taking a flu shot.
Oh, what, one of the H1N1 shots?
Yeah.
There's two kids around here that have the virus. I think it's probably more, but... And then my stupid ex-husband.
Okay.
He, his skanky crack whore girlfriend has the flu. She's got the flu, and, you know, she doesn't have any money. So she comes over there with her flu-infested self when my kids are there and, you know, comes over to get some food. So he made them take some kind of something or another that he put in water and it fizzed up and stuff. And then he, like, sprayed everything with Lysol. And I was like, well, why did you even let the skank come over there with the flu? I don't want my kids getting the flu. Tell the bitch to order out.
Exactly.
You know, what the fuck?
You know what I mean? You know? You know, it's right on the flow box. Portrait of the new American insurgents. Rattle and shake the foundation of the new world order. Assembly line, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct love once to the trenches.
Okay.
Still better than handlebars. The Pirate Bay. You know, they got shut down, the Pirate Bay. Those guys got arrested.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, there was a whole big old case with the PirateBay.org.
Oh, God, I didn't know. I didn't hear about that.
I'm surprised you didn't know about that.
No, I did not. I missed it. When did that happen?
Oh, that was over the summer.
Oh, I don't know.
Google it!
What the hell is that noise?
We're being tapped!
Oh, no, I think it's a dirt bike outside.
Yeah.
The transformer blew yesterday, and across the street, it's like a bomb going off. This happens, like, probably 10 times a year over here, where the transformer blows. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Dutch anti-piracy group. Brun says it has found documents tying one of the Pirate Bay founders to the company listed as the owner of the PirateBay.org, Resevelia. According to the blog post by Peter Sund Kosapi, one of the founders of the BitTorrent search engine, Brian, has filed a complaint against the Pirate Bay founders, who include Frank Nitsch and Gottfried. I can't pronounce these fucking last names. The Pirate Bay has been outlawed in the Netherlands. During the hearing, Brian produced documents including a credit report showing that Nitsch is listed as CEO of Resevelia. Denied that Nitsch is connected with Resevelia and has said that the documents are phony. We are quite sure Nitsch did not have an offshore company set up. Said Club Snippy, whatever. Said, you know what? Fuck this. Google it yourself. God.
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I believe you. If you were making that up, though, wow.
Jesus.
But it makes me think of TalkShoe's own guest and his file soup.
Really?
It does.
Mm.
Another BitTorrent goes down, but still up.
Well, they usually have news there. Hold on, let's see, Pirate Bay. You know, don't download because they will log, you know, it does log your shit. So, hold on.
Pretty dirty job.
The site has only been down for a few hours since the ruling, says Yvonne in the chat.
What chat?
Really? The chat on www.crockshotradio.com.
Oh, how many people you got over there?
Just Ivan.
How?
Just Ivan and I.
Oh, hi, so Ivan and I.
It's growing. We're going to get more people in there soon. Pretty soon we're going to start rocking. I really need to start moving the websites.
Wait, by Ivan, do you mean our master?
No. Oh, their internet service provider in Ireland blocks Pirate Bay now.
Oh,
that
is it? It's based in Ireland?
No, no, it's based in the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Let me see. Actually, let me check out their blog. Usually they have some open internet. A newly formed organization, Open the Internet, needs your support to stop people like Monique Wasted and Peter Drosky from abusing and harassing ISPs and small business owners, costing them hundreds of thousands in legal costs. Help. Okay, that was 9/17. No, that was for... Yeah. Ooh, porn.
Oh, God. Wow, what a surprise on the internet. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I know. The internet's for porn. The internet's for porn. Yeah, censorship. Yeah, their internet service providers in Ireland are blocking the Pirate Bay from being seen. So, oh, goodness, we still got 10 more minutes left to the show. Well, less than 10 minutes left to the show. And it can't end soon enough because I got to poop.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got to take a huge, mean growler.
Are you still doing the hemp?
I'm still doing the hemp. I'm actually gonna be getting me some. In fact, let me go to hempusa.com. Ah, fuck. HempUSA. I think it's hempusa.org. Why are they at .org if they're selling shit for profit?
That's a curious question.
Alrighty, censorship. Oh, wait, censorship, we got... Wait, let me see. Iraq. Oh, wow. The Pirate Bay for Iraq.com users. Oh, so they can actually... Oh, wow. So, oh, okay, so they're able to get around that by doing that for them. Oh, that's cool. You know, you can't be having that. Oh, now that as soon as I said I gotta take a crap, I really gotta go.
It's the defamation proclamation.
The defecation proclamation.
Oh yeah, defecation. I said defamation.
Yeah.
You have to file a constitutional.
Oh my God. All right, I gotta go send the fax. Pretty soon. Oh, God. Should I wait the 9 minutes?
I wouldn't if I were you, because you may have... You don't want to gamble, Louie. This is not a gamble you want to wage.
Ooh-wee. Oh, God. Constipational amendment. Don't make... Stop. Oh, no. It's angry. it's just angry sounding, you know? Oh, man. So, yeah. Here.
Hello?
Anna.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
Who's this?
Hey, Louie.
Louie?
Yeah. What's up?
Well, who you want to speak to?
To you.
To me?
Yeah.
Louie, I don't know.
I'm probably acting like that. We did have a horrible relationship. Just calling to tell you that that's over between me and you.
What are you talking about?
Well, look, I know you're trying to spare my feelings, but, I mean, the writing is on the wall. I mean, you have to break up. And frankly, it's because your vagina stinks.
I think you're talking to the wrong person.
Anna?
No.
You're Anna?
No.
You just say yeah.
I'm not Anna.
You say
no,
yeah.
Anna lives here.
You say yeah.
No, I didn't say yeah.
Yeah, I said Anna. He's like, yeah.
No, I said who?
Look, I mean, I'm not down for the games. That's why we're breaking.
No, me either. So I don't know who the f*** you are, all right?
Why are you cussing?
Well, because you called to my phone number. You're calling me, talking about some bullshit. about some man or some, or I don't know who the f*** is Anna. I'm telling you, no Anna is here.
Can you speak like an animal and not like a stick? I mean, come on.
Oh, f*** you.
Yeah, man, she really, she's a fucking animal. Right, and, oh, man, I'm really phoning it in now. Hey, how you doing? Yo.
I think you have the wrong number.
No, what's up, it's me.
I don't know you, I think you have the wrong number.
How do you not know me?
I don't know.
Anyway, long story short, people been telling me that you been trying to challenge me behind my back.
What are you talking about? Who is this?
Dude, it's me, John.
John, I don't know you.
Dude, look.
What, John, what number are you trying to call?
718.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Look, they gave me your number. They said, look, you wanted to scrap and that you've been talking a lot of ish behind my back. And I'm like saying, yo, what's your problem with me? It's not like I f***ed your wife. I don't even know you. And you're calling me a n*** behind my back. I'm like, what's up with this?
Okay, you know what? I don't use words like that.
Well, I mean, so...
You got the wrong number, I'm telling you.
Well, you just said, yeah, this is the right number. So we got a problem here. Are you punking out on me? What's up with this? Hello? Yeah. Oh, goodness. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I think that'll be it for today. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Crack Shot Radio Show, which is out Wednesday and Friday, 5 p.m., where we're going to have another action-packed show. Thank Music Cross for coming in, Angry Scotsman, of course, my co-host, Christy, Ivan from Ireland, and Tambourine for listening. And as always, from my house to your house, fuck the New World Order. And if you don't believe me, fuck you too. See, that's my new one. See? I don't see. Yeah.